Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
Ha ha ha, my friend. How are you proceeding?
I've been proceeding. So my first question. So I think I have a pretty clear answer to this, but why did it take 5 months or however long it's been to have this next session? I guess the basic answer is I was not ready somehow, but...
But what would your assessment be?
Well, pardon me, I'm eating breakfast also.
Acceptable.
Well, I just told Mary that basically I have the same questions now for the most part as I did then, but now having gone through these last few months, I'm approaching them very differently.
And I think
on some level, I think I wanted to have more time and experience these things on my own without having talked to you about them or asked you for guidance or asked for validation. Somehow I just felt like I kind of need this time to just do this on my own and actually try to practice some of the things we talked about last time before we talk again.
So, and let me express to you that you are correct. Now, let me offer to you when individuals engage conversation with myself and they genuinely want to expand themselves and they genuinely want to move in a direction of widening their awareness, becoming more aware of themselves, applying the information in their daily life, and actually stepping into that freedom and that liberation with themselves. There is a time framework in which it is important for the individual to actually practice what we have discussed. And when they move in the direction of actually recognizing that you are participating, this is about what you are doing, and it is a matter of what type of energy you are projecting, what you are paying attention to, what you are doing, whether you are listening to yourself, whether you are present or not. Let me express to you, in that, when you move into that position, then you are ready to engage conversation with myself, if you choose, in a more consistent manner, in which we engage conversation together more consistently, more regularly, as you may term it to be, and you will hear what I am expressing, and you will actually implement applying it.
Yeah, it felt like practice time.
Yes. There are many individuals that move in a direction of wanting to engage conversation with myself, and what they actually want to do is ask many questions, receive answers to those questions that they will not actually listen to.
Right.
They are not actually interested in applying the information, for they are not interested in actually changing themselves and moving in the direction of genuinely, intentionally creating their reality. They like that idea. They like that concept, but they are not actually willing to do it. In this, for some individuals, they genuinely are interested in doing that. And to actually do that, it is a matter of moving yourself out of the position of only asking questions and into the position of asking questions that are real and important to you, and then using the information in practical terms.
Right.
That is what you have moved into. You allowed yourself that time to generate that transition of not merely engaging conversation with myself to enlist me to answer questions only.
Right.
But to enlist conversations with myself to listen and then employ the ability to practice what we discuss. And that is a very different direction. I would express congratulations.
Thank you. So.
And what have you been engaging?
Well,
noticing.
Before we get into that, I would love some other stats, and I have some impressions. I would love to go through that real quick first before we get into the...
Excellent.
Okay. So, my friend Stephanie, I got the a lot of these I don't even remember because they were months ago that I wrote these down, but these were my very strong impressions at the moment. So, for Stephanie... I'm not totally positive on the belonging or alignment, but I got Sumafi and Zuli. And I think belonging Sumafi and aligning Zuli.
Correct.
Emotional and intermediate.
Correct.
Sweet. It is easier than I thought. For some people, I guess. And then what about her partner, Como?
And your impressions?
Ilda just came to mind.
Correct.
And is that belonging?
Correct.
Zuli also came to mind, although I don't know if that's an impression or not.
I would express that that is also correct in alignment.
So they both align Zuli. Okay. And then I would say soft.
Correct.
And emotional?
Religious.
Religious. Yeah, those always throw me off. I only think of emotional or thought.
Religious is very similar to emotional.
Right.
As political is very similar to thought.
I see. Okay. And then my friend Sati. Oh, also, I'm sorry. What is their essence name? What is Stephanie's essence name?
One moment. Essence name. Zuzi. Z-U-Z-I.
Interesting. Also, real quick on her, I feel very connected to her. I don't quite know if it's a soulmate or what connection, but I would guess it's something along those lines that her and I have shared many focuses. Is that right?
You are correct. And yes, you do share a soulmate with this individual.
Okay. All right, and then Como's essence name?
Essence name, Tam, T-A-M.
All right, and then my friend Sati, I have not, up until now, have any impressions about her information. I just ran into her recently, so I added her to the list.
And shall you offer an impression?
And I should expect that question. Let's see. I'm getting colors more than anything, actually. I'm getting some kind of purple color.
Correct.
What is that? I don't remember which. Is that a family color alignment?
That would be belonging, Zuli.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. That actually makes sense, now that as they usually do after the fact. I would say either Sumafi or Tumold.
Sumafi.
Sumafi.
Yes.
Yeah. And I would also say emotional and I would think intermediate.
Correct and correct.
Wow, apparently I am pretty good at this. All right, and then my friend Dekaya. Oh, I'm sorry. Also, what is Sati's essence name? It's not Sati, is it?
No.
Is that another focus name of hers? Because that's not her given name.
Yes.
That's another focus?
I would express essence name. Aistian. A-I-S-T-I-A-N.
It's a very interesting name. okay. And then Dekaya, I have as belonging Melumet, aligning Sumari.
Correct.
And intermediate and religious focus.
Correct.
And another quick question about her. She has been working with or seeing a woman who, I don't know, I guess we'd call her a psychic on some level. And they talked about her being or having a life as, I don't know how to say it, an Arcturian is the terminology, and I looked that up a little bit online for information. I'm guessing that's some kind of other dimensional life that she has.
Yes.
Is that related? What? I guess I'm curious about the Arcturian terminology. I'm assuming that that's a lot of belief system, bleed-through stuff. I'm not sure how or accurate any of the information is that I've read about them, but is that at all similar to, I don't quite know my question, is that related to the 1111 dimension, or is this a completely different?
Different.
Different, okay. I'm not very interested in that, so I'll move on, but what about Dekaya's essence name?
Essence name, Uni, O-O-N-Y-E.
Uni, Is that name related to the Arcturian focus?
Not necessarily, although it does reflect a similar energy.
Huh. I guess one other question, though, about that, just more for her sake. Would it, I'm assuming you'd say yes anyway, that would it be helpful for her to continue to investigate information about the Arcturian stuff, or... I don't know, is there any significance to that, or is it more just a curiosity that she has a life in that dimension? I don't know, how helpful is it for her to investigate that?
I would express that that would be a matter of interest.
Right.
That if she is interested, then yes, it would be beneficial. But in that, recognizing that you all incorporate other focuses in other dimensions. In this, some individuals incorporate more focus in other dimensions than they do in this dimension, which she would be one of those individuals.
Yes.
In that, it may be helpful to her in investigating other dimensional focuses to understand some of her expressions in this focus in regard to at times not feeling as much fitting in.
Yeah, I think she kind of feels like an alien. Okay.
In that, it is helpful to individuals at times to be aware of that, for it quells that feeling of being displaced.
Right. Okay, also, I also feel her and I are quite connected and have many focuses together. Are we also soulmates?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then my cousin Desiree, I also just threw her on in the last minute, so I have not had any impressions yet. I could try, because you're going to ask me to anyway. Orla Deem?
Congratulations. Yes.
And is that belonging?
Yes.
And Ilda?
Correct.
If there's one thing I'm getting out of talking to, it's how to recognize an impression and listen to
it. Which is very beneficial and is not difficult.
Right, that's what I'm experiencing. When I talk to you, I experienced this last time, they're so clear, but I don't experience that it feels different in the rest of my life. I don't, or maybe I just don't pose the questions in the same way and look for an answer in the same way, but when you ask me these questions and I specifically focus on that, I do get immediate impressions and I can identify them as impressions because I know what question I'm asking.
Correct. And you are not questioning it.
Right.
You are merely allowing it.
Right. Okay, so Borla Beam and Ilda. I also got intermediate and emotional.
Correct.
Many of the people that I'm close to in my life are also intermediate and emotional, and I'm intermediate and emotional, and I don't think that's a coincidence.
Thought, and I would express to you that you are correct, it is not a coincidence, and it is very usual, in a manner of speaking, that individuals in relation to their friendships, generally do draw themselves to other individuals that are more similar to themselves. which includes orientations and focus types. Now, this is that you may be placing orientations always in which you would be surrounded by that type of expression. For many times, individuals may be in work environments in which they may be an emotionally focused individual and surrounded by thought-focused individuals, or vice versa. But in relation to friendships, generally, individuals will draw to themselves other individuals that are in certain capacities. Now, I will express that soft and intermediate individuals do draw to each other quite frequently. Therefore, a soft individual may incorporate several friends that are intermediate, or an intermediate individual may incorporate several friends that are soft. For these two orientations do tolerate each other well.
Yeah.
That they also, for the most part, although there are exceptions, but for the most part, they do blend well. Most individuals that are common will draw other common individuals to themselves.
Right. It's interesting that Jenny, being the only common person that I know, that I'm close to, surrounds herself with us, the general community that we have, you know, the people we live with, has been all intermediate and soft people.
And that is unusual, but it does occur.
Yeah.
At times, you will encounter a common individual that does move easily with soft and intermediate individuals. But you will also notice with those individuals, those common individuals, that they, in their personality, are not necessarily blenders. Meaning, they generally are somewhat of a type of rebel in relation to their own orientation.
Huh. And would you say that's the case for Jenny?
That they do not quite move in the automatic directions of common individuals, and in that they are more comfortable with individuals that are of the other orientations.
Okay. I know I'm moving a little fast. I'm a little worried about time, so let's move on to another question about Jenny and I. I didn't ask this last time, but I assume that we are also soulmates.
Yeah.
And I was curious about how many focuses we share. I have the impression in the 200s.
Slightly more.
Slightly more as in the 300s?
No. Slightly more in the 200s.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a specific number. I just thought 200s.
But express 236.
Okay. All right. We did my cousin Desiree, right? I can barely remember now. Okay. Mel's coming in to say hi. Hey.
Hey.
Elias, Mel, Elias.
Hi.
Welcome.
So let's move on to Brittany then. I have the impression emotional, soft.
Correct.
And belonging, Zuli, aligning, Borladim.
Correct.
What's your essence name?
Roll.
His name, Tanya. T-A-N-Y-A.
Okay, and Donnie, I have political common.
Correct.
And Ilda, and that was all I had.
And Sumari.
So belonging Ilda, aligning Sumari? Hayden, I have as emotional or religious, I would say emotional now.
Correct.
And soft.
Correct.
And to mold.
Belonging, correct.
And I'm thinking Ilda again.
Alignment, correct.
Okay, and then Adam, I have nothing. But I was curious, basically, for Shannon's sake. Oh, I'm sorry. What was Hayden's essence name? Keep forgetting that.
Essence name. Reiden. R-E-I-D-E-N.
And Donnie? I don't think I asked about Donnie. I forgot that as well.
As to essence name?
Yeah.
Essence name. Cora. C-O-R-A.
Cool. And, this is the point, I'm actually going so fast now, I'm forgetting things. Did you give me Adam's information already? No. Okay. I'm not typing it as you're saying it. No, type it later. So what's Adam's stats? I don't really have any impressions.
And shall you venture in this moment?
I feel too impatient to, but I'll try. Borladim?
Aligned.
Ilda and Sumafi both came to mind.
Sumafi belonging.
Okay. And I would say intermediate.
Correct.
Political?
Correct.
There you go. What's his essence name?
Essence name... One moment.
Okay.
Essence name. Wilden. W-Y-L-D-I-N.
I'm going to skip for a second from the stats. I'll come back to that. But since Mel's here, I had some quick questions for her.
Very well.
So you've given some people, I don't know if it's a both essence and focus, but an animal. Is there like a focus animal and an essence animal?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so what would hers be? And you should ask her to venture a guess. All right, she doesn't want to guess. Oh, right, you already have a guess, though. You just don't want to say it. She has an impression. She doesn't want to say it.
Why?
Because she's testing you, that's what I think.
Offer the impression.
Would this be focus or essence? Well, I guess, yeah, you should just go ahead. or not. Okay, she doesn't want to.
Very well. Shall we move along?
No. I would like to know what they are.
First of all, I would express to you that one moment. Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't think I was going to do that, but I will get you right back in.
Sure.
Didn't expect to pop him out.
Yeah, it sounds like he was having problems talking and coughing.
No, that's me. That's me having a little bit of a... I have some kind of a virus, and I'm, like, a little bit tired, so...
Yeah.
Like, having a little bit of trouble holding, but that's okay. I'll just...
Okay.
Put you right back. That's what... Sorry. Didn't mean to do that. All right, hold on. Continuing. And this, in relation to essence focus, let me, this is not a situation very similar to colors of what you are most attracted to. That is what animal most clearly represents the individual's energy and what animal clearly represents the essence energy, which would be more of the whole, and similar as I expressed to your ideas of colors, it is not necessarily what you are most drawn to or what you would identify as your favorite animal or your favorite color or what you are drawn to in that manner. And this would express S animal. Jaguar. Focus animal. Squirrel.
A squirrel?
Yes.
And you are talking about for Mel, right? Not me.
Yeah, yes. Okay. Let me express that in this, it is a matter of evaluating what are the qualities of these animals and how that expresses the commonality with the individual's energy. Let me express that. Contrary to what your initial idea of a squirrel would be, squirrels are not naturally nervous animals. They are very meticulous. They are considerably organized. And in that, they are also considerably family and community oriented. And this, express an energy and the qualities of being generally what you would term to be territorial, but in that what they are actually expressing is that they generally establish a particular area in which they establish their community, and they are very loyal to that community. Therefore, the energy of and the qualities of this particular animal are much more matching of this than what your initial idea of a squirrel would be.
Okay. The other, can you still hear me?
Yes.
The other question is, related to acne. So is there, I guess, any advice or suggestion or, basically, why is she so struggling with acne?
Very well. Now, in this, there are several components that involved with this physical manifestation, and it is your choice whether we will engage each of them, but this is a physical manifestation of an irritation that the body consciousness generates, and in that it is reacting to what you are expressing in your energy. Now, there are several components, and the reason that I express that is that with this particular physical manifestation, individuals very commonly address to it in a manner that merely exacerbates it. And continues the situation, and therefore create it to be an ongoing situation and manifestation and irritation. In this, the underlying reason is associated with the perception of self, and in that not being entirely satisfied and not expressing the confidence and the acceptance of her own abilities and her own genuine expression. It is a matter of covering that with an apprehension or fear of not allowing to express in a genuine manner. The fear is that that will not be entirely accepted. And in some capacities, not actually knowing what her own genuine expression is, for it has been subdued and camouflaged for a considerable time framework. in this, there's a matter of becoming more comfortable with the genuine expression of yourself, and in that, not acquiescing to outside sources, which is not beneficial and creates an irritation in your energy. And in that, the body consciousness reacts to that irritation and it creates a physical manifestation. It would likely create a different physical manifestation if that irritation were not as consistent as it is. But in generating a consistency with that irritation, the body consciousness chooses a physical manifestation that will reflect that. Now, there are other components with this in addition to the underlying factor, which ultimately is the most important factor, but there are other components in relation to actions that individuals engage in relation to this particular physical manifestation that are suggested that they are helpful, and in actuality they are not.
Such as what?
As how you interact with your skin, what you do with it, whether you incorporate certain rituals in relation to how you care for your skin, and if those rituals include any type of astringents or chemicals. Soap contains chemicals. If you are not incorporating soap, or you are incorporating any type of astringents, this is suggested that it is helpful when in actuality it is not. For what occurs is what you do is you actually burn 1 to 2 layers of your skin with these chemicals. And in doing so, the principle is that it will stimulate your skin to regenerate, which in part is correct, but it does it in an unnatural manner, which creates more of an irritation for your skin, then becomes more sensitive, and it is likely that the condition, so to speak, will continue. In that, you may incorporate brief time frameworks in which it appears to be improving, but it will return, and it will continue to return. And in that, it becomes frustrating, which also creates the circle in relation to what you are doing inwardly in not being satisfied and not allowing yourself to express yourself in a genuine manner. And it reinforces the factor of not being entirely acceptable, for you continue to focus upon appearance, which exacerbates the inward discounting. In this, another factor includes diet. Not in relation to what you are told, generally speaking, generally speaking, the types of food sources that you are expressed or that you are told would be detrimental or aggravating to the skin is not actually that aggravating. There are other food sources that with certain body chemistries, certain individuals are aggravating and will generally also exacerbate the situation and encourage the body consciousness to continue to react and generate this manifestation. Those food sources that are generally not conducive to the body consciousness when it is creating this type of reaction, not forever, but until the individual moves in the direction of altering that manifestation, the food sources that aggravate it are any type of dairy production, which includes yogurt, cheese, ice, not merely milk. So I'm aware that many individuals are not as inclined to be incorporating as much milk in this time framework, but there are many other forms of dairy that you may incorporate. Another significant contributor is any type of oil other than olive oil. Now, olive oil is an excellent food source to consume for when you strip the skin consistently, it generates difficulty in regenerating in a capacity that holds moisture. And this is a very important factor. Therefore, the body is also in this cycle attempting to create moisture in a natural capacity, but it is being denied that, and therefore the irritation is exacerbated again. Other oils other than olive oil generate a reaction chemically with the body that irritates the skin and encourages it to continue with the manifestation. And this, I would also express that there are food sources that are very encouraging of the body consciousness to be generating in a natural manner and not irritations. And there are, as we have been expressing, food sources that do automatically irritate. I would express also within the time framework in which this type of manifestation is being created, many grain sources also irritate the skin. Or they encourage the body consciousness to be using moisture differently rather than expressing it to the skin.
Alas.
Yes.
So for the sake of time, can we move on?
Yes, you may.
Can I paraphrase? Sounds like avoiding dairy would be helpful. Olive oil would be helpful. There's also the underlying expressing oneself. All the inward peace that you described is sort of the underlying issue, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I would also express that avocados are excellent.
Avocados. Great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Lance.
I shall anticipate our next meeting.
All right, so back to the stats, okay?
Very well.
All right, so let's see. We left off with Adam.
Correct.
Okay, I have a question now that she's gone. I have the sense that she didn't want to answer the question because she was somewhat testing you. Is that accurate?
I am aware.
Okay. So, are you aware of what animal she was assuming it was?
Yes, and I will express to you that I will not play that game.
Right. I assumed you wouldn't. But, yeah. I think it's interesting in that on some levels she's been very skeptical of all this for a long time until very recently, basically until our last session, and I shared with her the audio of it, and I feel like she is somewhat more open to this, but yeah.
What I would express to you, my friend, is that it matters not. That
right.
Individuals express skepticism and are generating a thicker energy, for they are uncomfortable themselves already.
Is that why you popped out during that question?
Meaning?
Well, when we asked the question and she was uncomfortable answering, didn't want to, you paused and then Mary was coughing and she came back for a moment. Was that related?
But expressed, that was a situation in which the interference of the energy was affecting of Michael.
Right. Okay. But that was related. That was my sense.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was curious. Okay. Going back to the stats. Did we also get the essence name of Adam?
Yes.
Okay. I'll trust that's on the tape then, and I'll go to it later. So then moving on to Marcia, I have emotional focus, belonging to mold, aligning Zuli.
Correct.
And I would add soft.
Correct.
All right. And for her, this may be a focus name, but when we were talking about essence names, the name Hannah came to mind.
Congratulations.
Is that her essence name? I'm sorry, I faded out. Did you say yes?
Yes.
Wow.
1N.
Oh, 1N?
Yes.
H-A-N-A-H?
No H.
H-A-N-A?
Yes.
Huh. Well, that was close, though. I've never had any impression about an essence name. I don't know why I had it for her, but I'll take it.
I would express congratulations.
Thank you. All right, and then my friend Marissa, I would say emotional or political, but I lean more towards emotional.
Correct.
And I also have soft or intermediate. and I'm leaning more towards soft.
Correct.
Hilda?
And?
Either Sumari or Sumafi, but it feels kind of blended. Sumari.
Correct.
So belonging, Hilda, aligning Sumari?
Correct.
All right, and then her essence name?
Essence name, Reef.
Can you spell that?
R-E-E-C-E.
Reef, okay. I don't want to get too in-depth, but, actually that'll be it for now for her. I have other questions about her, but that can be for another time. So, going back to Prajna, which I believe her essence name was Peugeot.
And?
I have... So, a long time ago, I had the impression that she was a dispersed essence. Is that true?
Correct.
And is she the only one that I have known or been close to that is that?
Yes.
Interesting. And then, also, I have... What is her... So, there's been times... Okay, a specific one. After our last session, pretty quickly, she woke up in the middle of the night from a dream and said that she had a message from you, and you were saying you're incorporating most effectively. Is that, have you interacted with her, and was that a, I guess, true interaction?
I have, and I would express that was a translation, but relatively accurate.
Okay. And then another question related to that. So she did a painting a long time ago that she had in her house when I lived with her of sort of an African-looking man but with big wings. And from the moment I saw that, I've always felt like it was connected to me. There's some other specific focus or some kind of conglomerate of some portion of my energy. What is my connection with that painting?
I would express that you are correct. It is very representative, in a manner of speaking, of another focus of yourself.
Is that Ari?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but I typed that. Is that an interdimensional focus, or is that just a human focus in this dimension?
So that would be a human focus in the physical location of Central Africa.
Okay, so the wings are more figurative.
Wings are, in a manner of speaking, figurative, but not entirely. There is also representation. Feathers are very much incorporated in a ceremonial type of expression, a dance and ritual. Therefore, the wings are somewhat symbolic, but also somewhat accurate.
I hear the timer going off, and that very much concerns me, because there is much more I wanted to talk about. Wow, what to do now? Is that a 10-minute warning, do you know?
I would express no.
No, that's the end of the time. Okay. then I guess, oh, geez, how did the time go so fast? All right, well, then one quick last question, I guess, which I wanted to talk a lot more about, and now I'm trying to think how to phrase it. So last time we talked about the hepatitis being almost gone, and then I got my next test, and I was extremely excited, and I felt very clear in myself that that was it, and it was done, and I would get my results, and all my feelings, all my communications that I was translating, as far as I could tell, I was totally clear that it would be gone, and in actuality, it had actually risen, or, you know, the number had actually risen, and I was very confused by that, and since then, it's gone up and down, and so I wanted to talk a lot more about that, but I was very confused by that. Because the communication seemed so strong that it was gone, I didn't understand how it could actually be the opposite of that. Like, how I could be so wrong, basically.
Not necessarily that you are so wrong. And remember what I expressed to you. Any physical manifestation is not actually as constant as you perceive it to be. In this, it is a matter of recognizing that it fluctuates and that just as you generalize that a physical manifestation is present and unchanging, you also can at times generalize that it is eliminated entirely. And that may not necessarily be what you are doing with your body consciousness, which is not unusual, especially in relation to significant manifestations that individuals generate. For in that, many, many, many times, it's very common that individuals do not entirely eliminate the manifestation, for they reserve it as a manifestation that they choose to futurely. But in this, the point is that it fluctuates and that you can alter it, and that you do alter it, and therefore your impressions or your assessment are not entirely wrong. They may merely not be as general or as permanent as you are perceiving them to be. In this, it is also a matter of discerning between what you want and actually listening to your body and not moving in the direction of only paying attention to what you want, but also being genuine with yourself and listening to what your body is actually expressing and whether it actually is expressing in an entirely natural function or not. There is a difference. It is a matter of becoming aware and genuinely paying attention, which most individuals, including yourself, are not entirely familiar with listening to your body. You watch it, you observe it, you make assessments in relation to it, but you do not necessarily actually listen to it.
Hmm. And you would suggest for me to listen to it?
Yes.
Hmm.
This I would express to you, yes, listen to what your body is expressing. And to do that, it is important that you allow yourself time frameworks in which you are calm and you are quiet and you are centered and you are not projecting a want or a not want. Not projecting any expectation or any assessment of what you want or do not want, but you are actually allowing yourself that quietness to pay attention and listen to what your body is expressing. And you're not clouding that in relation to what you want or do not want. I would also express to you, in relation to that, briefly, you can contemplate this. It is not necessary to answer me in this moment, but in relation to aspects of what we discussed previously in regard to yourself and other individuals and your relationships and how you interact with other individuals, is that moving in a different direction? Is it changing? Are you becoming more comfortable in allowing yourself to be more genuine and in relation to expressions of satisfaction? How much time do you interpret in frustration or acquiescing? And how much time are you actually engaging, allowing yourself to express yourself genuinely? These are important factors.
I've had the impression that they are important factors as time has passed.
They are very important, for this manifestation is a manifestation of isolating.
Yes, that's,
And therefore, these factors are very important. For not altering those, you are reinforcing that isolating factor.
And at this point, those inner factors are more important than what pills I'm taking or what foods I'm eating or any of the physical actions that I'm doing.
Yes, I would agree.
Because I feel pretty done with the whole physical stuff I've been doing. It's been great. It's served a purpose. But I feel at this point ready to transition out of that and focus more on the inner aspects of it.
I would agree. For regardless of what you do outwardly, if you are not addressing what the inward expression is, it may be very, very difficult for you to alter that manifestation.
Right, and it is possible for me to alter it and or eliminate it without the need of pills or certain herbs or any of that is, to some extent, irrelevant.
Yes, it is.
All right, I think that was the essence of what I wanted to get to anyway, so I guess we did it. And I will ponder that question. I would say that there are certain things that have changed since our last conversation, particularly in terms of acquiescing, and but there's much more to ponder and alter.
And I would very much encourage you to pay attention.
All right.
Very well.
Well, this was not what I expected to some extent, but I will accept that. And hopefully I will talk to you again soon and not 5 months from now.
I shall be greatly anticipating of that, my friend, and very much encouraging of you. And I will express to you, you can succeed.
You can tell me that every time we talk. It's a great reminder.
I shall.
Well, I will talk to you soon. Thank you very much.
Well, until our next meeting, my dear friend, in tremendous affection and in great lovingness, au revoir.
Bye.